Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, I could use this for audio cut of the day, and maybe I still will, but it's going to play into what we're talking about right now. Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, just ripped into Mayorkas today, grilling him on the death of Lake and Riley in particular. Listen to this. He just goes off on
expunged. Nothing is done to this guy. He had a criminal record to start with. He's in the country on illegal grounds. You have falsely and illegally allowed him in. He commits a crime against a child. He's not prosecuted. It's expunged. In November, get this. In November, Ibarra files an application for employment authorization. And unbelievably, on December the 9th, 2023, it's approved. So this is your policies in action, Mr. Secretary. A criminal is permitted into this country on grounds flatly not permitted, flatly contradictory to the statute. He commits a crime against a child, and then he gets a work permit. He gets a work permit. You want to know why all of the jobs in the last 2 or 3 years have gone to illegal migrants? Working people in this country can't get a job. Their unemployment rate's high. Why? Because of things like this. And then what's he do? Well, we all know that in February, he commits the heinous crime against Lake and Riley.
Yeah, let's juxtapose that with Joe Scarborough and his idiocy on MSNBC, kind of minimizing all this.
There were like four migrants and a hound dog on top of a hill in New Mexico. They are obsessed on trashing America.
I don't even know what he's saying anymore. He's talking about Fox. He said they're obsessed with trashing America. You know what's trashing America? 7.2 million illegals coming across the border. That's what's trashing America right now. J. Peter Zane is at Real Clear Investigations, wrote about some of the other, you know, implications of the migrants and what's happening in this country. Peter, how are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. That's Joe Scarborough is such a symbol of the emptiness of Washington. How anybody who was at one point a conservative could be a knee-jerk defender of the leftist, extremist, anti-democratic Democratic Party that is running this country is just shocking. I mean, you can not like Trump, you can not like the Republicans, but I don't know how anybody who says they're a conservative can support these left-wing extremists.
No. I asked this question of my previous guest, Scott Jennings, and my answer was Mika. I think he's just under the control of Mika, but it is really shocking. And this, you know, this is an issue. You wrote about this from a different perspective because obviously some of what's happening, there's so many implications of all these migrants, and you probably heard this might be a good time to talk about what's happening in Chicago because in Chicago they're pissed off. I have a great piece of audio. But you, Peter, write about how some of this is really exploding into child labor, prostitution, human trafficking, rape, etc.
So, you know, one of the things where conservatives are, often attacked by the left is you don't have a plan. What do you want to do? And of course, you know, what we think is that freedom is the best plan. And they often say that they're the ones who care about children because they want to spend money on X or Y, or they care about women or X or Y. So one of the things that I just wanted to point out was that, you know, when it comes to this illegal immigration, they are the party of child abuse, and they are the party of abusive women. Because what you have is Joe Biden becomes president, and he says, come one, come all, and that's exactly what he did. His first thing in office was no deportations for 100 days. He then has scores of other executive orders that make it easier for people to stay and work here. He completely corrupts the rules about parole. So, of course, these people come. But guess what? We are not prepared in the least to accommodate them, to accept them, to find places for them to live and work. So they completely overwhelm the system and are often involved in extremely illegal and destructive activities.
So you have, yeah. Well, you have a situation in Denver. You have the mayor there, and I don't know why the police chief would go along with this. They yanked $8 million from the police budget to help with the migrants and the housing of the migrants. Then there's Chicago.
To align yourself with somebody who's obviously a one-term mayor, if he even makes it that far, you better be worrying about your job. Uh-oh. You better be worrying about your longevity, because we're going to vote, and we're going to get you out, because you ain't doing right by us. That's what time it is.
We need that money in my neighborhood. We need that on my block. So I'm asking y'all to use our tax money for our people. We need it.
You vote for the money for these immigrants today, and we're coming for them seats. Yeah. You can believe that.
You know, I'm just a bigoted right-wing talk show host full of hate, but I think those African-American residents in Chicago who pay taxes have a right to be pretty pissed right now.
Oh, I agree. You know, the one thing I want to say, though, is that my column was sort of taking the other angle on it. And it was like, what is the human toll on these migrants? So one of the things that is a complete misreading of the United States is that we are this hateful country that's full of people that doesn't like, you know, people of color and blah, blah, blah. Everybody I know, including myself and all of my friends who are very upset about illegal immigration, also understands why migrants come here, also understands the poverty that they're fleeing, and that we would do the same. And one of the things that we're not looking at is, what does this journey that starts with cartels in the Darien Gap, that includes debts to people who are often going to have you sell drugs and be prostitute, what does this mean for them? What favor are we doing for these people who, I agree, are deciding to come here and probably know the risks? But there's a huge price that they are paying, you know, and especially women and children. And you think about the children who come here, the unaccompanied minors, many of them, at least 85,000 of them have been lost. Many of them have debts. Does anybody surprise that they're working in jobs, that they're climbing roofs, that they're being prostituted? I mean, of course, because this is the world we live in. They owe money, and the people who they owe the money to don't care.
Yeah, I want to kind of expand on that, because this is one of those confusing things, I think, to even people who are paying attention to this crisis relatively closely. We always hear about the amount of money that it takes to pay the cartels or the, the folks that traffic them across the border. So then the money, I mean, we've heard $10,000. I don't know if it's more than that. The question becomes, well, where are they getting the money? Where is the money coming from? Well, one of the answers is, as you're reporting here, is that they are going to have to repay that. And they do it with degrading forms of modern slavery, essentially.
100%. And I'm also just saying, you know, as a Christian, which is what I am, but I don't know, I'm sure Jews and Muslims, any person of faith, it's like these are fellow human beings. And whatever we think about, you know, the larger issues of immigration, I mean, these are people who are leaving a rotten situation, and they're entering, many of them, a rotten situation because the Democrats who encouraged this didn't care enough to put processes in place so that we would be able to accept these people without having problems of child labor and female prostitution and human trafficking and all of these things. You know, it was enough for them to say, I'm a virtuous person, so I'm going to let these people come in, but I'm not going to do anything to make sure that they're going to be safe.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.